Coach Dilley, you have an opportunity right now to maybe look over some of those numbers, but the one number that stands out to me is 16. You're down 16 points early in the fourth quarter at 53-37. Chip, chip, chip. One possession at a time. One huge shot at the end. Congratulations on a thrilling victory here tonight. Let's get that a little bit closer. Heck of a game.
Oh, that was exciting. I just told the guys in the locker room, I said, it's a team effort. I said, anybody number that was called tonight gave it their all out there. And those younger guys that got in there really stepped up and gave us a lot of energy and made things happen there at the end of the game. And Parker had a great shot there at the end. And not really how we drew it up, but we wanted the ball in his hands, and he made things happen.
Well, let's talk about how you drew it up, because you had the ball back with 19 seconds to go, or 10 seconds, and some time runs off the clock. Mach got it on the wing when you called the timeout with 2.3 left. Not much for time. So what did you say in that timeout?
We wanted Parker to start in the opposite corner and come all the way across off a couple double screens by Braden and Jahl. Try to get him a look in the corner. That wasn't there. He came up a little bit. Otherwise, Mach was going to get the ball up top, and he was just going to attack the basket and kind of do his thing. But Parker came and got the ball and made that shot right there at the buzzer, and that's all she wrote.
Unbelievable shot, too. I mean, it wasn't like he was wide open, driving to his right, two Raptor defenders in his face, falling off to his right like he was falling down, and threw it up there and nothing but net.
Threw it up, and it's a shot that Parker can make every time he wants to. It's just he elevated up over top of those two, and just a great shot and great team effort tonight. And Ridgeview's a great ball club, and they deserve a lot of credit, too. We struggled for the first three quarters and really came into it that fourth quarter and put some pressure on them, and see how it goes.
Well, at the end of the first, 16-12, they then go, go on a 7-0 run to begin that second quarter to tie it at 19. They respond with a 7-0 run, eventually led by five at halftime. How'd you feel about the first 16 minutes?
I thought the first half went okay. I told the guys, I said, well, when we get the ball in the middle of the paint in their zone, I said, we can make a lot of things happen. And we weren't forcing shots. We had a couple unforced turnovers on a lot of travels there tonight again, but those are things that we can take care of. But I told the guys, just calm down. I said, everything will play its course. We've had this intensity before, and that's what the Lakes Conference does for us. Playing Hall Western on Friday night, it was the same intensity right there, and this is what we get out of it then.
Coach, you talk about some of your younger players. You dress two freshmen tonight. They both play big minutes in the second half, down the stretch. Talk about Mach and his 7 second-half points and the comfortable feeling that it seemed to me how poised he was on the big stage tonight.
He's been a kid that we've kind of watched all year at practice, and he's always wanted his chance, and we've given him his chance a couple times in practice, and he always just fits in with the guys, and they play so much that he just does a great job of being in there, and he knows where to be, and he's so crafty with the ball at times where he can make a lot of things happen, and he made those big shots. He hit that big three in the corner to get us closer, and he just steps up and lights out.
Also made a big layup toward the end of the
right
game,
there.
Too. You talk about the wanting to win ball games, losing some tough ones in a row here. The victory here tonight in the fashion that it was has to just lift the spirits of this basketball team with a few days off now before you return to the court Friday night.
Oh, yeah, the guys were all excited. I went to the locker room, tried to quiet them down so I could talk to them a little bit. And they're like, Coach, we just won. We got to stay pumped up. And I said, all right, guys. I said, let me talk real quick because my voice is about gone. I said, I can't scream over top of you all right now. But we're back at it tomorrow afternoon, and we'll watch some film and get back after things.
All right, I'll let you go, Heath. Congrats.
Thank you.
A lot of fun tonight. Storm Lake boys basketball team. And for Ridgeview, too, a lot of credit to Dale Tokheim's Raptors. A good team with a lot of wins down the road for them. But Storm Lake with a magical comeback and a magical shot. Houdini-ish tonight for Parker Lang. A buzzer-beating three.